This year is in the Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Hei. We will begin from Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, three lines before the end of the Yomit. The Gemara here quotes the words of our Mishnah, Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. It said in the Mishnah, Dina Nefashis, Danin B'Yoim. Just before that in the Mishnah it said, Dina Mominis, Danin B'Yoim, V'Goyim B'Layla. If the Dayanim wish, by Dina Mominis in monetary cases, they may begin the deliberations by day, and they may complete and make the Gemara Din by night. However, Dina Nefashis, and these are the words that the Gemara is now speaking about, Dina Nefashis, Danin B'Yoim, V'Goyim B'Yoim. Dina Nefashis, the Bezdin is required to begin the deliberations in the daytime, and also to complete the Gemara Din in the daytime, and none of the deliberations or of the Gemara Din may be done by night. Ask the Gemara Menohan Emili, from where do I know this, that Dina Nefashis is done in Bayoim and Goyim in Bayoim? Omar Rav Simi Bachia, Omar Kro, said Rav Simi the son of Chia, it says in the Pasuk, V'hoika oisam Lashem neged Hashemsh. This is a Pasuk in the end of Parshas Balak, and it refers to the time when the Klal Yisrael was Oved Avodah Zorah, the Avodah Zorah of Baal Peor. In order to understand the Raya of the Gemara properly, let us see the whole Pasuk. We are here going to learn Pshat according to the interpretation of the Rashash, and this Pshat is also found in the Sefer Chamura V'Chaya, which is written by the Baal Knesset HaGdoila, and the Sefer Teras Chaim on Masechet Sanhedrin. The Pasuk says at the end of Parshas Balak, V'yitzomed Yisrael Baal Peor, V'yicharaf Hashem B'Yisrael, V'yemir Hashem al Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu after the Klal Yisrael had worshipped the Avodah Zorah of Baal Peor, Kach es kol roshei ha'om, take all the manhigim of Klal Yisrael, and the Gemara is going to darshan and lamed hei amud aleph, that this means he should take the manhigim of Klal Yisrael, and they should become dayanim to judge all those people who were oved Avodah Zorah. And then the Pasuk says what we have here in our Gemara, V'hoike oisam Lashem neged Hashemeth. And those people who are oved Avodah Zorah and are put to death, they should be hung neged Hashemesh against the sun. And then the Pasuk says, V'yoshev charoinaf Hashem Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anger against the Klal Yisrael will subside. In any case, this Pasuk says two things. First of all, Kach es kol roshei ha'om, and also V'hoike oisam Lashem. And the words neged Hashemesh should be done in the daytime refers to both parts of the Pesukim. It refers to V'hoika Oisam Lashem, that the Taliyah needs to be done by Yom, as we're going to see on Daf Lamed Hei Amud Aleph, and also the Kach es kol roshei ha'om, the fact that the Beis Din was done them, that needs to be done by day. So we know that the Yeshiva's Beis Din and Dinan Nefashis and the Gemara Din needs to be done by day. Omer Rav Chisda said, Rav Chisda says the Gemara further, Minayin L'hoikar Shehi Taliyah. How do I know that the word V'hoika Oisam Lashem, the Inyan of Hoikar, is Taliyah, is hanging? Because it says in the Pasuk, V'hikanam Lashem begiv Asherol b'chir Hashem. This Pasuk is found in Shmuel Beis. We know that in the times of David HaMelech, for 3 years there was a famine. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told David HaMelech that the famine came El Shaul Ve'El Beis HaDovin for two reasons. One is El Shaul Shalei Nisbat Kahalocha. Shaul was not eulogized sufficiently, properly. And also Ve'El Beis HaDovin, because Shaul had executed Nevi HaKoyanim, and the people of the city of Givon, the Givonim, they used to supply the Ir HaKoyanim with their supplies. And after David HaMelech, Shaul HaMelech, had executed Nevi HaKoyanim, these Givonim lost their source of Parnasa, their source of livelihood. And this was an insensitivity on the part of Shaul HaMelech, Lefi Madrigosi, of course. And therefore, there was a famine. So David HaMelech went to the Givonim and he said, what do you want us to do to atone for the sin of Shaul HaMelech? And the answer was very, very harsh. The Givonim said, give us 7 of the children of Shaul HaMelech, and we will put them to death and hang them. And that is this Pasuk. V'hikanam Lashem, and we will hang them up before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'giv HaShol, in the city Giv HaShol, which was the Ir HaMelucha of Shaul HaMelech, b'chir Hashem, who is the chosen of Hashem. Here it says, v'hikanam. And how do we know this Hekano means Taliyah? Ukesiv, the following Pasuk says, Vatikach Ritzpa Basaya. Ritzpa Basaya was the Pilegesh, the concubine of Shaul HaMelech, and 2 of her children from Shaul HaMelech were put to death by these Gevoinim. It says, Vatikach Ritzpa Basaya es Hasak. She took the sackcloth, Vatateula El Hatzur, and she placed it over the rock on which the bodies were strewn, Betchilas Kotzir, at the beginning of the harvest season, in order that they should not lie there in Bezoyim. In any case, Why did she have to cover these bodies? Obviously, because they were hanging and they were mutal bebezoyin. It was a shame for these gufim. So I see that the pshat in Vahikarim Lashem means that they were hung. Rashi here brings the Gemara in Masechtas Yevamos. The Gemara asks over there, we know it says in the Torah in Parshas Kiseitzei, Ki yia bi'ish chet mishpat vomis v'movis v'humas v'salisa ois ala eitz l'solun nivlosay adabarika ki kovosik berenu b'yoyim aru. We are not allowed to leave a body, a corpse overnight that was hung, and over here they left it for months until the beginning of the rain season, as it says there in the Pasuk. And the Gemara says, because, and this is on the second line in Rashi, the last word we're reading now, Mutav teyoka oisachas batoira v'yiskade shem shamayim befahesya sheyiu kol royin oisam. Everyone would see these corpses. Why were these people hanged? Halalu b'nei Menachem hem. The answer would come, they are children of Melech, of Shaul HaMelech, u'poshtu yodim b'geirim gevurim. And because he was insensitive to these lowly geirim, these gevurim, still he got shut from Einish. Alachas kama v'kama, if someone would offend a person of higher station. In any case, the Gemara continues, and the Vav in the next word, Ukasiv, as it says here in the right margin, is deleted by the Mashal. The Gemara says, Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk, Vayoyimer Hashem al Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Kaches kol Roshei Ha'am. After the Mice of Baal Parah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, take all the leaders, the heads of Klal Yisrael, V'hoika Oysam Lashem Negan HaShemesh. It would seem that the Pshat is that the heads of Klal Yisrael, Chashav Shalom, should be hanged. What is the Pshat? Asked the Gemara. Im ha'om chotu, if the commoners sinned and they worshipped Avodah Zarah, Roshei ha'om chotu, how did the leader sin? Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav, said Rav Yehuda in the name of Rav, Omar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Chalek lohem batei dinim. You should divide them into batei dinim. All the Roshim, all the heads of Klal Yisrael should divide, and they should set up batei din to judge these people who worshipped Avodah Zarah. Asked the Gemara, my time, why did they have to make so many different batei dinim? Why couldn't they have one beldin to judge all the people? If it's because of the principle that we are not allowed to judge two people in the same day, and that's why they had to set up many batei din to judge all the people as soon as possible. Asked the Gemara, the Omer Rav Chizda said, when do we say we cannot judge two people in one day? That's only if these two people are chayiv two different death sentences. One, for instance, is skila, and the other one is chenek, because the Bezdin needs to delve into each din of Maves with great depth, and they can't do two in one day. Aval b'misa achas. But if it's one death sentence, for instance, skila, and it's one avera, as it was here, they all worshipped Avodah Zarah, they're all chai of skila, dunin, we may judge, so why couldn't they have one bezin to judge everyone? It says the Gemara, Ela Kadesha Yashuv Chavay Nachmi Yisrael, that the wrath of HaKadosh Baruch Hu against the Klal Yisrael would subside when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that all the leaders of Klal Yisrael are sitting and judging those who worshipped Avodah Zarah, and they are avenging the avera of Avodah Zarah. That would cause the wrath of Shemayim to rest. The Gemara continues with being Mefarash our Mishnah. It said in our Mishnah, Dinim Momenis Goimim Goimrin Boi Beyoim Bein Leschus Bein Lechayver. In questions of monetary matters, the Bezdin, who started to deliberate during the day, they could complete the Gemara Din that day, both if they come to a verdict of Schus, of a beneficial verdict for the defendant, and both if it is lechayva, it's a detrimental verdict. However, dinin nefashis, the Mishnah said, goimrim leschus bay b'yoyim. If it's a verdict of acquittal, then they can reach the verdict the same day as they started to deliberate. However, if it's lechayva, if it's a verdict of guilty, they have to put it off for the next day, and they have to think it over overnight. Ask the Gemara Menohanamili, from where do I know that by Din and Nefoshes, for a Gemara Din of Choyva, we have to wait for the night and deliberate and come back the next day. Omer Reb Chanina, the first source is said by Reb Chanina. The Omer Kro, it says in the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Milei Asi Mishpat Tzedek Yolim Bo. The Rama points out that before this Pasuk in Yeshaya, it says, Yadechem Damim Moleu. So here we're speaking about someone that's Chayav Misa, someone who is a Retzeach. And the Pasuk says, Mileyasi Mishpat, the city of Yerushalayim that at one time was filled, so to speak, with Mishpat, with justice, tzedek yolimbo, justice would stay overnight. In other words, when they would adjudge a person who was accused of a capital crime and they were about to reach a verdict of guilty, is yolimbo. They would wait overnight and give the verdict first the next day. The Atta now in the times of Yeshaya Hanavi, the Navi says, meratzchim, the dayonim are tantamount to murderers because they reach a verdict of guilty the very same day that they began to deliberate. That is the pshat of Rav Chanina. The Rava Amar Mahacha, Rava brings a different pasuk for the same din, that there's a din that when it's v'choiva by din and nefashis, is they have to wait for the next day. He says we learn it from this pasuk, also in the beginning of Yeshaya. It says in the pasuk, Ashru Chamoitz, praise or give strength to Chamoitz. What does that mean? Ashru Dayan, you should praise and give strength to the Dayan, Shemachamitz as Dinoi, that his judgment he makes like Chametz. He postpones his judgment of guilty until the next day. Says the Gemara of the Idach, Reb Chanina, that learned it from the Pasuk Malayasi Mishpat. What does he do with the Pasuk Ashru Chametz? So he says the Pshat is Ishru Chametz V'loi Chametz. You should give strength to the person who is stolen from, who is the victim. And the Rama says this chamutz, that tzadik is mischalef with a samach, it's like chamutz, a person who was robbed. V'loi chometz, and not that person who is robbing, who is the perpetrator, who is the stealer. And Rashi explains this according to the Gemara in Bava Kama. We know the Gemara there in Bava Kama says, Minayin shen is kokin l'tevei atchila. If there are two people that come to Bezdin, there is a malva and a loiva, and the malva, the lender, produces, according to the way Tosis explains, produces a shtar, and he tells the loiva, you owe me money, and the loiva says, true, I borrowed the money, you have a shtar, however, I gave you a mashkin, I gave you a security, and you lost it, and therefore I'm not going to pay you. So we say, Nizkokin l'tevei atchila. First we collect, the Bezdin takes money from the loiva and gives it to the malva for the shtar. Now if the loiva has a new claim on the malva, that he gave him a security which the malva lost, if the loiva proves this point, then he can collect back from the malva the money that he had paid him. But we don't make one din Torah out of it. Why? Because Ishru Chamotz, we give strength to the victim. And as the Bezdin sees now, since the malva has a shtar, he is holding a shtar, he is here the person who is being victimized because he has a certain claim against his adversary, and we have to carry out the justice. And then if the loiva has a new claim of a mashkin, let him prove it, and then he will be able to get his money back from the malva. Tosis speaks more clearly about how this case is talking. If the loiva claims that he can bring his proof that he had a mashkin within 30 days, certainly we would wait. Tosis proves it from elsewhere. And if it takes longer than 30 days, what is the chiddush of the pasuk? Tosis, it's talking in a case where the loiva has a plausible argument, and without the pasuk, I would have thought that I wait for him to prove his argument, and this pasuk is machadish. If he can't bring his proof within 30 days, I carry out the din for the benefit of the malva. In other words, the loiva has to pay the malva, and then the loiva has all the time to try to prove his claim of mashkin, and then he'll go and collect from the malva. Says the Gemara, the idoch and the rover, who learned from the pasuk of Ashu Chomets, what does he do with the pasuk of Melayasi Mishpat? Says the Gemara, the idoch. What does Rava do with the pasuk of Melayasi Mishpat that he didn't use it to tell us about Halonas Hadin? Says the Gemara, Kidder Rabbi Elazar Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. He does with it what we learn from Rabbi Elazar Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. The Amar Rabbi Elazar Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Elazar said in the name of Rabbi Yitzchak, Kol Tanis Shemalimim Bayis Hatzdokah. Any Tanis where the giving of tzedakah is left for overnight. The custom used to be, as Rashi explains, on the day of Tanis, around Mincha time in the afternoon, before they davened Mincha, they would give tzedakah to Aniyim, so the Aniyim would have what to eat in the night, right after the Tanis. So if there is a Tanis Shema Blilin Boyas tzedakah, the people don't give the tzedakah in the afternoon of the Tanis, but they wait for the day after the Tanis. They hold them the tzedakah overnight, Ki'ilu Shoifach Tomim, that is similar to murder, because the Aniyim are expecting or waiting for these gifts. Shenema, where do I see that in the Pasuk? Mileyasi Mishpat Tzedek Yolim Bo. It says in the Pasuk, Mileyasi Mishpat. The city that was filled with Mishpat Tzedek Yolim Bo V'at HaMeratzchem. By the fact that they keep the tzedakah overnight, now they have become like Ratzchem. And this is brought in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tavkof Payalef in the Ramah at the end of the Siman, that there's a minig on the Tanas of Erev Rosh Hashanah to give tzedakah, and the Bi'ah Hagra brings as a source our Gemara. Says the Gemara of Ahana Mila, when were these words said, that there was a requirement to give the tzedakah on the day of the Tanis, before the evening after the Tanis? That is only berift of a tamra. If one is about to give bread or dates, something that is readily available to be eaten without any kind of process being done to it, that must be given that day. Avol bezuzi chiti v'sar. But if one would give to the aniya money or wheat or barley, and that needs to be made into bread, or something needs to be purchased with it, les lambar, this ve'ata meratzkin does not apply. With that stucker, one would be able to wait overnight, because the oni could not readily convert it anyway into something edible so quickly. And our Mishnah continued. It said, since the din is by dinin nefashis, geimrim by biyom leshus, the biyom shalachov lechayva, that when it's a question of a capital case in Bezdin, and the Bezdin is about to reach a verdict of guilty, they have to wait for the night. They're not allowed to pask in the same day as they started to deliberate. They have to wait overnight, and first tomorrow are they allowed to reach a verdict of guilty. Lefikach, the Mishnah said, ein donin leiber of Shavis leiber of Yom Tov. One is the Bezdin is not allowed to judge a capital case, neither on Erev Shabbos nor on the eve of Yom Tov. Says the Gemara, my timer, what is the reason for this? Mishum de lo yefshar, because it's impossible to do an Erev Shabbos and Yom Tov to open a capital case. Hechili Yovet, how should we do? Lidayne b'mala shafsa, should we judge the person Erev Shabbos? With the intention of completing the din of Erev Shabbos and reaching a verdict in Erev Shabbos, says the Gemara, we cannot do that. Why? Dilma chazu tam lechayva. It could be that the Bezdin is going to see reasons to condemn the person, to find the person guilty. Ubo lemevet halonas din. And the Bezdin is going to be required to wait with the verdict overnight, as we just saw in the Gemara before this. We learned from the Pasuk that when it's a din of chayva, we have to wait overnight. Is therefore we cannot begin Erev Shabbos, because we will not be able to reach a verdict Erev Shabbos in the case of a verdict of guilt. Continue the Gemara. L'dayni b'mayla shabse. Do you want to just begin judging the person Erev Shabbos? V'ligmere b'shabse. And we should complete the din on Shabbos the next day, v'likdele b'shabse, and if we reach a verdict of guilty the next day on Shabbos, put the person to death on Shabbos, that can't be done. Why? Ein retzicha doiches haShabbos. Retzicha, putting a person to death, execution, does not override the kedusha of Shabbos. When putting a person to death, as Pesach explains over here, it involves a melacha deraisa on Shabbos of netilas neshama. That's the av melacha of hashoichet. We're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. And although it's mekalkel, as Pesach here, it is not mekalkel, because it's a tikkun for the nefesh of the person that is being put to death, because he has a kapara, his aveira is atoned. Therefore, it's a malacha deraisa. And as we're going to see in the next Gemara, Eretzicha is not doicha Shabbos. It's interesting to note here, the Gemara wanted them to continue the deliberations and to give the Gemara din on Shabbos and to put him to death on Shabbos. And the only reason that could not be done was because Eretzicha doicha Shabbos. As places, we have a Mishnah in Masechtas Beitza that says, on Shabbos, Loidonin, one of the Shavus and one of the Yisur the Rabbanon of Shabbos is that we're not allowed to judge. This place is a great Chiddush. The only judgment that would be us for Shabbos is only Din Amominus, because it's Gzeira Shema Yichtaiv. The Bezdin might write down the Psak Din in order to carry it out. But by Din and Nefashis, the Gemar Din, nothing needs to be written. Everything that needs to be written was written yesterday at the beginning of the deliberations, and today they would come to the conclusion to the Gemar Din and put the person to death immediately. Since there's no Shash of Shema Yichtaiv, the deliberations and the Gemara Din could be completed on Shabbos. The only problem, the Gemara says, ein retzicha doiches haShabbos. We cannot put him to death on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, good, but v'liktilei liyota. begin the deliberations Erev Shabbos, complete the deliberations and give out the Psak Din on Shabbos, v'likta le'ilu'ot and put the person to death, Moitzai Shabbos at night, says the Gemara, no neged Hashemesh be'inon. We learned the Pasik, v'hoika oisam l'Hashem neged Hashemesh, and from this person, from this Pasik, we see that the carrying out of the punishment of Misa and the hanging of the person must be done neged Hashemes. Ask the Gemara, the ligmer adine b'shapse. Good. Let us do the Gemara din on Shabbos. We'll begin the deliberations erev Shabbos. We'll make the Gemara din on Shabbos, the liktele b'chad b'shapse, and let us put the person to death on Sunday in the daytime. Says the Gemara that we cannot do. Nimsa atama ana is dinai. If you would be doing that by proclaiming the Gemara din on Shabbos, and this victim knows that he's certainly going to be put to death because they had a Gemara din on Shabbos and he's chayav Misa, and now you're going to wait with the carrying out the death sentence until Yom Rishon, until the day after Shabbos, that will be an inui hadin. That would be a painful postponement of the Gzar Din. Once a person knows that he's a condemned man, it's a mitzvah to put him to death immediately. Anything else would be considered an inui hadin. Ask the Gemara, good, but nidaini b'mala shabse, let us adjudge him on Erev Shabbos. Let us begin the deliberations Erev Shabbos, and we understand we cannot complete it on Shabbos for the reason that we just said, but v'nigmer b'chad b'shabse, let us wait until Sunday for the Gemara Din. We will make the Gemara Din on Shabbos, and here there is no inui hadin, as Rashi explains, since this person still has a hope on Shabbos that he is going to be saved because the Gemara Din has not been announced yet. Maybe the Bezin will change their minds on Sunday, so there's no inui hadin. V'nigmer b'chad b'shabse, let's make the Gemara Din on Sunday, and then we'll put him to death immediately. So why can we not sit li yeshivas bezin erev Shabbos, and we'll make, if the bezin is about to reach a verdict of guilty, they'll give that verdict on Sunday. And says the Gemara, min shetamayo, I'm afraid from Friday, from erev Shabbos until Yom Rishon, they're going to forget the reasons that they gave for the psak that they wanted to give, and that's why we cannot put off from Friday to Sunday. Afal gafas the Gemara, though we learnt although the two sofrim of the Bezdin oimdim lefneihem stand right next to the Bezdin of the Kaisvin, and they write divrei hamazakin, the words of those dayonim who were for acquittal, or divrei hamachaimin, and they write the words of those dayonim who were for condemnation. So we have the words. What are we afraid that dayonim are going to forget? Answers the Gemara, nihi de puma kafvin. Here we're learning according to the correction of the Rashal on the right margin. Nihi de puma kafvin. Although the seifrei hadayonim write down those words that were uttered by the mouths of the dayonim, but liba de inshe inshe. According to Rashal, this means the heart of a man is a man. In other words, the reasons, the svaras, cannot be committed to writing. They're the depth of the svara, why the dayan thought that this baldin is guilty or innocent. Not everything can be put into writing. And the dayan, the depth of his svara, I'm afraid he's going to forget from Friday to Sunday. Hilkach la'yefsha, therefore it is impossible to begin a din in the nefashis on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Tov. We just saw in this Gemara an important din, and that is that Ritzicha is not Berich HaShabbos. We cannot carry out a death sentence on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. Because of that, the Gemara now brings a dialogue between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan that at the beginning has no direct bearing in our Gemara, but since in the course of the discussion the question of Ritzicha, whether or not it is Berich HaShabbos, is going to come up, the Gemara begins with this whole discussion between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. And the Gemara begins, Omale Reish Lakish l'Rabbi Yochanan, said Reish Lakish to Rabbi Yochanan, Utehei kevuras meis mitzvah Berich HaShabbos mikal v'chomer. The kevura of a mes mitzvah should override and supersede the Kedusha of Shabbos because of the Kal V'chomer. Let us first try to see outside here what the Gemara is trying to prove. We know that we have three inyanim. One inyan is the Kedusha of Shabbos. It says in the Torah, Le'Sasa Kamalacha. A second inyan that we have is the Inyan of Avoida in the Beis HaMikdash, which is a very important mitzvah in the Torah, Avoida in the Beis HaMikdash, the service of Hakovas Kabonis in the Beis HaMikdash. A third important Inyan we have in the Torah is the Inyan, the mitzvah of a kavu of a Beis Mitzvah. If a mess is found mutl bebizoy and he has no kavrim, then it is a special mitzvah to bury this mess mitzvah. So we have three Inyanim, Avoida, Shabbos, and Kavuas Mess Mitzvah. The Gemara is trying to prove, Reish Lakish Ask of Yochanan, that Kavuas Mess Mitzvah should be Derech Shabbos. Why is that? Let's see it outside first. We know Avoida is a very great mitzvah, because Avoida in the Beis HaMikdash even overrides the Kedusha of Shabbos. We know the Korban Tovid, Uviyom HaShabbos, Shnei Chavosu, B'nei Shana Tanimim. We know the Pasuk says in Parshas Baal Yisra, B'mayadai, V'yasuras B'nei Yisra, Fapesach B'mayadai, the Gemara Dashin's B'mayadai, Afilu B'Shabbos. So Avoida in the Beis HaMikdash for a Korban Tzibur, HaKavua Leizman, is done even on Shabbos. So here I see that the mitzvah of Avoida is so great, it even overrides the Shabbos. And there's the first principle I see. Now, let us see how great the inyan of Mes Mitzvah is. Mes Mitzvah is so great that it even overrides the importance of Avoida in the Beis HaMikdash. Because we're soon going to see, if a person is going to do Avoida, he's going to Shecht his Korban Pesach and he sees a Mes Mitzvah on the way, he must bury the Mes Mitzvah even if it costs him the Avoida in the Beis HaMikdash. From here I see that Avoida, that the Kavu of the Mes Mitzvah is even greater than the Mitzvah of Avoida in the Beis HaMikdash. Now if Avoida is Deich HaShabbos and Mes Mitzvah is Deich HaAvoida, certainly Mes Mitzvah should be Deich HaShabbos. That is the question that Reish Lakish asks. Now let us see this inside. Says Reish Lakish to Rabbi Yechonu Tehei Kavuras Mes Mitzvah Deich HaShabbos Mikal V'Chaymer. The burial of a Mes Mitzvah should override Shabbos from a Kal V'Chaymer that we learn. And here he begins to make the Kal V'Chaymer. Uma Avoida Shadeich HaShabbos. If we see that Avoida is Deich HaShabbos, as we said before, it says in the Torah B'Mayadei Afilu B'Shabbos. Nevertheless, although Avoid is so great that it's Deicha Shabbos, Kvuras Mitzvah, Deicha Oysa Mevelach Oysa. Kvuras Mitzvah supersedes the Mitzvah of Avoid, is even greater than the Mitzvah of Avoid. Where do I see that? From the Pasuk of Elach Oysa. And now the Gemara digresses to prove that Mitzvah is even greater than Avoid because of the Pasuk of Elach Oysa. What is that? Kedusanya, as we learned in Avraiz, we know by Nazir, it says in the Torah, in Pashas Nafai, Al Nefesh Mesla Yovai. The Nazir is not allowed to be metame to a mess. If it would have only said Al Nefesh Mesla Yovai, I would have known that he's not allowed to be metame to any mess. But the Torah continues, La'odev ule'imai, La'ochev ule'achoisai, that he can't be metame to all these four. And all these four words are superfluous. If it would have said Al Nefesh Mesla Yovai, I would have known that he can't be metame to any of these. Why did the Torah have to say these words? Kedusani, as we learned in the Braise. Why did it have to say all these words? And here Rashi tells us what the Gemara says elsewhere. We here take each word and we dash in it separately. Li'aviv. The Torah tells us li'aviv because the Torah wants to teach us that a nazir is not allowed to be metamet to a mess. But we should know that his to any mess he's not allowed to be metamah, not even to his father, but to a mess mitzvah, the nazir may be metamah himself. And in fact, is required to be metamah if the nazir sees a mess mitzvah. Uleimai. The Pasuk of Uleimai tells us another thing, that if this nazir has an added kedusha, as Tosfos explains, he is also a kohen. Still, if he sees a mess mitzvah, he's allowed to be metamah, because the nazir is not metamah leimai, but he's metamah to a mess mitzvah even if he's a kohen. And then the Pasuk says La'achib, and it tells us an additional Chiddush. If this Nazir is a Kayan, and not only a Kayan, but he's a Kayan Gadol, still he is allowed to be Matamah the Mes Mitzvah, because we say La'achib Hudel Yitamah, but to a Mes Mitzvah he's allowed to be Matamah, even if he's a Nazir and a Kayan Gadol. Why do I need a Pasuk of La'achoysay? This Pasuk is telling us, first let us see us outside, even if this Nazir is a Kayan Gadol, and he's going to be Makrav a Korban in the Beis HaMikdash, and he sees a Mes Mitzvah, still the mitzvah of Kavuras Mes Mitzvah overrides the Kedushas, Nazir, and Kahuna Gedolah, and the Inyan of Avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. What if a person is going, a Nazir, is going to be Shoychet Es Pischai, the Laman Es Benai, and he's going to do the mitzvah of Milan, his son. These are the two mitzvahs I say, sheyesh behem koras, the only two. He's going to do a very great mitzvah, this nazir. V'shama shameis lemeis, and he hears that one of his relatives was niftar. Yochel yetama, one might have thought that he should be matama. And Rashi says, this really is superfluous to say. Certainly he shouldn't be matama, because that's the pasuk hakol nefesh meis leyavei, that the nazir is not allowed to be matama. But the Gemara says it anyway. Amot leyatama. Certainly a nazir is not allowed to be matama if one of his relatives was nifta, even if he's going to do a mitzvah saseh sheyesh b'yachkos. Yochel, I might have thought, kishem she'enei matama la'achosei, just as he's not matama to his relative, for instance his sister, even if he's going to be makav the korban pesach, this nazir, he is not metame to his sister. When he's going to be makav the korban pesach, this nazir, he is not metame to his sister, rather. Kachein metame to his mitzvah. I would have thought that by the same token, if the nazir is a kohen gadol and he's going to do a mitzvah sasei, sheyesh bekoras, he's not metame to a mes mitzvah. If he sees a mes mitzvah, Talmud Leimer, the Torah tells me a superfluous word, v'la'achoisei. La'achoisei hu de'ena metame. The nazir and kohen gadol is only not metame to a relative, aval metame le mes mitzvah. But he is metame to a mes mitzvah. From here I see that the inyan of mes mitzvah is certainly greater than avoida. It's even greater than avoida together with nazir and kohen gadol. I see how great the inyan of kavod abrius of mes mitzvah is. Now I see that mes mitzvah is greater the inyan of than the inyan of avoida. And we said before that we know that avoida is deicha Shabbos. If so, Shabbos shenitches of bnei avoida. If I see that Shabbos is overridden and superseded by avoida, that we do avoida on Shabbos, ein adin shetei kvuras mes mitzvah. So certainly, mes mitzvah, which is greater than avoda, should be deicha Shabbos. That was the question that Reish Lakish asked of Rabbi Yochanan. In short, that the mitzvah of kfuras mes mitzvah should be deicha Shabbos, just like avoda is deicha Shabbos, because mes mitzvah is greater than avoda. Omalei replied Rabbi Yochanan to Reish Lakish, v'tzicha deichiach. Your karachem would be good, but I have proof from Rav Tzicha by the inyan of executing a person who is high of misa. I could have made the same karachem and I don't. Shadoicha es avoida. I see that the inyan of executing a person who is high of misa is more important than avoida in the Beis Hamikdash. As we're going to see, the Gemara is going to learn it from a pasuk in Mizbechi Tikachenu Lamos, that if a person is high of misa and he's about to do avoida, we don't allow him to do avoida, but we put him to death. So I see that Ritzicha overrides the inyan of Avoida, and Avoida overrides Shabbos, so therefore, L'chayra, I should have made a Kalachayma, and I should have said that the inyan of Ritzicha of execution should be Deicha Shabbos, V'eina Deicha Esa Shabbos, says Rabbi Yochanan. And I see that Ritzicha putting a condemned person to death is not Deicha Shabbos, although I could have made the same Kalachayma as you want to make by Mes Mitzvah. If so, I cannot make the Kalachayma by Mes Mitzvah, because I say Ritzicha Teichiach. By Ritzicha, I could have made the same Kal V'chayma, and I don't make the Kal V'chayma, and I say Ritzicha is not Deicha Shabbos, even though Ritzicha is greater than Avoida. And Avoida is Deicha Shabbos, still Ritzicha is not Deicha Shabbos. If so, by Mes Mitzvah, although Mes Mitzvah is greater than Avoida, and Avoida is Deicha Shabbos, still Mes Mitzvah is not Deicha Shabbos. Ask the Gemara now, on the reply of Rabbi Yochanan, Ritzicha gufa titches haShabbos mikal v'chayma. Let us make the identical kal v'chayma as I made by my mitzvah, and let us say that Ritzicha, putting a condemned man to death, should be deicha Shabbos mikal v'chayma, from a kal v'chayma. Ma avoida shadeiches haShabbos. Just as we see avoida is a great mitzvah, it overrides Shabbos, the avoida in the Beis HaMikdash deicha Shabbos. Nevertheless, I see Ritzicha deicha isa, Ritzicha is even greater than avoida, because shenema, it says in the Torah, me'im is bechitik achenu lamotz. If a person is about to go to do the avoida in the Beis HaMikdash, for instance, he's about to do a certain avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. And as Tesis here says, he is the only person for some reason who can do this avoid. Still it says in the Pasuk, Me'im is bechitik achenu lamos. As long as he's not on the Mizbeach, but he's just near the Mizbeach, about to go do the Avoida, I don't allow him to do the Avoida, and I put him to death. So I see from here that the inyan of carrying him out, the Psak Din of Misa, which is a mitzvah saseh in the Torah, is greater than Avoida. If so, Shabbos shenitches of ne'Avoida, Shabbos, which is overridden by Avoida, ein adin shetei Ritzicha deicha isa, certainly it should be superseded by Ritzicha, and the carrying out of the Gzadin of
a mis on a person should be done on Shabbos. In any case, the Gemara here is asking on the dichui that Rabbi Yochanan gave to Reish Lakish. Why did he say Ritzicha Tachiach? He gufa is the question. Let's make the same Kavachayma. Let's make two Kavachaymas. Let's make one Kavachayma from Es Mitzvah, another Kavachayma Ritzicha, that both Kvuras Mes Mitzvah and carrying out a Ritzicha, carrying out an execution, should be Deicha Shabbos because of our Kavachayma that we have. Amar Rava answered Rava to this question, no, that can't be. Kva Poska Tana de Bei Rabbi Shmuel. The Bei Rabbi Shmuel already decided that the Bais of Rabbi Shmuel, the Tana carrying out an Exadin of Ritzicha of Misa on a person cannot possibly be Deicha Shabbos. The Tana de Bei Rabbi Shmuel because they learned in the Bais of Bei Rabbi Shmuel. It says in the Torah, Leisavaru Eish. It says in the Torah, in Pashas Vayakal, Leisavaru Eish, B'chol Mesh V'sechem, B'yom HaShabbos. And at this point, the Gemara is saying, Ma Tamad Lema, the Gemara thinks that the Kasha is, why do I need a Pasuk? Leisavaru Eish, the Pasuk should be included. The Inyan of kindling fire and Shabbos should be included in the Pasuk of Leisasa Kol Malacha. It's one of the 39 Malachas. Ma Tamad Lema, why does it say Leisavaru Eish? Asks the Gemara, Ma Tamad Lema, why do we need a Pasuk? Leisavaru Eish, is that your Kasha? That's no Kasha. According to Rabbi Yossi, I need the pasuk of Leisavaru Eish to tell me that there is only a lav on kindling fire on Shabbos. There's not a chi of koras on Mises Bezin like there is in the other 38 av malachis. For Rabbi Nosson, I needed to tell me that if a person is over all the lamites malachis, he's chayiv, even if he doesn't behel on echad in one state of forgetfulness, he's chayiv 39 chatois, lachalik yotzos, kidisanya, as we learned in the Brais. Havor elav yotzos. Why did the Torah have to single out Havor elisavar uesh b'chol mesh v'sechem? Why was it not included in the pasuk of Lisasa Komalocha, says Rabbi Yossi, Havor elav yotzos. The reason the Torah singled out Lisavar uesh is to tell me that although on all the malachas of Shabbos, if a person does it amazed, he's chayav koras, and if a person does it with Edom and Asra, he's chayav Mises Beldin, but for the Avera of Havara b'Shabbos, for that Malacha, there is only a Chi of Malkas and no more. Divrei Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Nosson says, L'chalek Yotzos. The Torah needed to speak individually about Leisavaru Eish to tell us that if a person were to do all of the 39 Malachas together, he would be Mechai of 39 Chatoris. Because if I had not had the Pasuk of Leisavaru Eish, I would say, since all 39 Malachas are learned from the one Pasuk of Leisavaru Kamalacha, if a person does all the Malachas Behel HaMechad in one state of forgetfulness, he should only be Chai of Chatos Achad, he should be Chai of one Korban Chatos. That's why the Torah told us Leisavaru Eish. So from here we know that if a person does Havorah together with another Malacha, he'll be Chai of a separate Chatos on the Havorah, because there's a special pasuk of Leisavaru Eish. And we have a rule called Dovah Shahayu Bechlal V'yotza Min HaKlal Lamed Lein Lamed Al Yatzma Yotza El Lamed Al HaKlal Kula Yotza. So all of the 38 other malachis, also if a person does them together, he's chayiv a separate chatas on each one of them. So you can't say the kasha is, why do I need a pasuk of Leisavaru Eish? It's needed according to Rabbi Yossi, and it's needed according to Rabbi Nosson. Ela Amar Rava, Rava said Tana Meshavis Kashalei. The Tani here who asked the question, Leisavaru Eish Ma Tamad Leima, he meant the end of the Pasuk. Meshavis Ma Tamad Leima. Why did it have to say Leisavaru Eish B'chol Mesh V'sechem? The Torah had to tell us that there's an Isa of kindling fire on the Shabbos, not only in Eretz Yisrael, but B'chol Mesh V'sechem in all places, even in Chutz Loretz. Ma Tamad Leima, why was it necessary for the Torah to say that? Michti, let's look at this. Shabbos Chayvus HaGufi. Shabbos is an obligation on the guf of a person. It's not tully in the karka like shvius, and it's not tully in the pears and the fruits that grow in the trees or from the ground like orla and klayim and trumas and maisris that we learned in the Mishnah in Masechtas Kedushin called mitzvah hatuluya ba'aretz. Any mitzvah which is dependent on the land, like or on the trees, and in the hair of Gelas Ba'aretz, the She'enet Liyabaretz Nehegas Bein Bechutzla, Bein Ba'aretz Bein Bechutzlaretz, is therefore, Ma Tamad Leim Amichti, Shabbos Chayvus Goyves Hagufi, Vechayvus Haguf Nehegas Bein Ba'aretz Bein Bechutzlaretz. Why did the Torah have to tell me that the Iser of Havorah B'Shabbos is even in Chutzlaretz? My Shabbos Dekosav Achman Olamali. The Torah says the word Moish V'Sechem is needed for a completely different din. Mishim Rabbi Shmuel Amar Talmud Echad, one Talmud said in the name of Rabbi Shmuel. V'lefi Shenema, since it says in the Torah, Ki Yia Be'ish Chait Mishpat Moves V'Humos. It said in the Torah, if a person will have a chait for which he is chayav misa, V'Humos, he should be put to death. So This pasuk is a pasuk that teaches us that a person who's chayiv misa needs to be put to death. Shemei ani, if I had only had that pasuk, I would have said, bein b'chol, bein b'shabbos, that the Bezin carries out the gzar din of misa, both in the weekdays and on Shabbos. Why would I have thought they carry out the gzar din of misa of Shabbos? Because we had a kalachema before that the Gemara made, that if Ratzicha is doich avoida, and avoida is doich of Shabbos, certainly Ratzicha should be doich of Shabbos. Therefore, I would have thought the inyan of putting a condemned man to death should be doich of Shabbos. If that is the pshat, that I put a person to death on Shabbos, what do I do with the pasuk of mechalaleh maisyumos, that one is not allowed to desecrate the Shabbos? I would have said b'sham malachis, that's by all other malachis, but the 39 malachis that don't involve chutzni Mises Bezdin, that don't involve Mises Bezdin, but the mitzvah of Mises Bezdin overrides the kedusha of Shabbos, just as the inyan of Mises Bezdin overrides Avoida, and I see that Avoida is Deicha Shabbos, certainly Mises Bezdin should be Deicha Shabbos. Or you could say differently, Afilo Mises Bezdin, the Mises Bezdin is also Asar B'Shabbos. Why? Because the Kalvachoyma that I made is a Kalvachoyma that we can refute, because I see that Mes Mitzvah is greater than Avoida, and still Mes Mitzvah is not Deicha Shabbos, even though Avoida is Deicha Shabbos. And Mes Mitzvah, as we saw, is greater than Avoida. From the Lachoisai, and still Mes Mitzvah is not Deicha Shabbos. So you see already a precedent, something could be greater than Avoida, and it's still not Deicha Shabbos. If so, Ratzicha also, although it's greater than Avoida, it should not be Deicha Shabbos. And if I say this refutation, Umani Mekayim V'Humas, how do I learn the Pasuk, V'chia B'ish, Chet Mishpat Moves V'Humas, V'choil Avoloi B'Shabbos? Then I say that the din of Ratzicha is only Chol and not Shabbos, because I refuted my Kalachayma. Or you might want to come back and say that the din of the Humas is even on Shabbos, because my Kalachayma is not refuted. I want to refute my Kalachayma from Mes Mitzvah. Let us say that I make the Kalachayma by Mes Mitzvah also. And I say, just as Avoida is Deicha Shabbos, and Mes Mitzvah is greater than Avoida, because Mes Mitzvah is Deicha and Avoida, so also Mes Mitzvah should be Deicha Shabbos. And let us say that Mes Mitzvah and Ratzicha should be Deicha Shabbos. So the question is, let us say that Mes Mitzvah and Avoida is Deicha Shabbos. Talmud Loimah, the Torah had to tell us, Lo Yisivaru Eish B'chol Moish V'Yisechem. We have here the word B'chol Moish V'Yisechem. U'lahalanu Loimah, and in the Pasha of Ratzchem at the end of Masay, it says, V'hoyu Eile Lachem L'chukas Mishpat L'dei V'Yisechem B'chol Moish V'Yisechem. The carrying out of the Gzadin of Misa on a person who is a Ratzach should be B'chol Moish V'Yisechem. Ma Meshavas Ha'om U'lahalan Bezdin. So the Meshavas in Pasha's Masay refers to the Inyan of Bezdin when they carry out a Psak Din of Misa. Af Meshavas Omer Khan the Meshavas that says in the Pasik, Le Savaru Eish Bachom Meshvesechem, Bachom Meshvesechem, Shabbos, Omer Khan, Bezdin. This is also going on Bezdin. The Omer Rachmona and the Torah said, Le Savaru Eish Bachom Meshvesechem, do not kindle a fire even to carry out a Psak Din of Misa. If so, we understand very well the Torah that Rabbi Yochanan told Reish Lakish. Rabbi Shlokish asked a question to Rabbi Yochanan. Let us make a kalvachoyma that Mes Mitzvah, Kvuras Mes Mitzvah is Deicha Shabbos. Rabbi Yochanan said to Reish Lakish, I can't make that kalvachoyma because we have in the seventh line of this Omer in the first word, Omer Le'Ritzicha Teichiach. Rabbi Yochanan said to Reish Lakish, Ritzicha will prove it. That Ritzicha is Deicha Avoida and still Ritzicha is not Deicha Shabbos. From where did Rabbi Yochanan know that Ritzicha is not Deicha Shabbos? That he knew that from the Pasuk of Meshvei Seichem, Lisavaru Eish B'chol Meshvei Seichem, that even when it's a question of carrying out a Psak Din of Misa, we are now allowed to kindle a fire. Therefore, we understand the terrors that Rabbi Yochanan said to Reish Lakish. Omer Abaye is coming with a new question now on Rabbi Yochanan, according to the Pshat of Tosfos. Hashta diamrit, ein ritzicha doiches haShabbos. Now that you told me that ritzicha is not doiches haShabbos, we know that carrying out a psak din of misa cannot override the Shabbos. That we learned from the pasuk of Moshe Seichem. If so, let's make the kalachim in the opposite direction. Let us say, ein ritzicha doicha es ha'avoida. If ritzicha is not doicha Shabbos, ritzicha should not be able to be doicha avoida Mikal v'chomer. We should not take away a person from the avodah in order to carry out a gzar din of misa. And let us make the following kal v'chomer. Uma Shabbos shenitches mipnei avodah. If we see that Shabbos is overridden by avodah, avodah overrides and supersedes Shabbos because we do avodah Shabbos. Nevertheless, en ritzicha doicha, ritzicha does not override Shabbos. Avoida shehi doiches haShabbos, avoida that is stronger than Shabbos, ein adin shelo itahei ritzicha doicha oisa. Certainly ritzicha should not be doicha the avoida. In other words, I see that avoida is stronger than Shabbos, and ritzicha is not stronger than Shabbos. If so, ritzicha should not be able to be doicha avoida. And if a kohen is about to do the avoida, and there is no other kohen to do the avoida, we should allow him to do the avoida, and we should not put him to death, because the mitzvah of avoida, which is doicha Shabbos, is greater than ritzicha, which is not doicha Shabbos. And if so, says Tosis, that's Abaye's kasha. How did Rabbi Yochanan, on the seventh line of our Omid, say ritzicha techiach? That what? That it is doicha avoida. Who told you that ritzicha is doicha avoida? And now the Gemara says, if Rabbi is going to make this kal v'chomer, says Rabbi, ela hodich siv me'im mizbachitik ochenu lamutz, what do I do with the pasuk me'im mizbachitik ochenu lamutz? That pasuk before told us that ritzicha is doicha avoida. How can I make a kal v'chomer that ritzicha is not doicha avoida if I see the Torah says me'im mizbachitik ochenu lamutz that ritzicha is doicha avoida? Hahu l'korban yachid, that pasuk that I take away a kohen from the avoida to put him to death if he's chay of misa, that's talking about if he's going to do the avoida in a korban yachid, whereas the doicha Shabbos a korban yachid is not doicha Shabbos, and since it is not doicha Shabbos, I don't have my kal v'chomer. But avoida of a korban sibur, which is doicha Shabbos, I have my kal v'chomer. If I see that avoida of a korban tzibur is greater than Shabbos, and ritzicha is not doicha that Shabbos, so certainly ritzicha should not be doicha that avoida of the korban tzibur. Omar Rava replied Rava to Abaye, if you're going to make such a kal v'chomer, you can make the kal v'chomer one step further. Let us say that ritzicha should not even be able to override a korban yochid, even if a kohen is going to do a korban yochid. He should not be taken away from that korban in order to put him to death. Mikal v'chomer, let us make a kal v'chomer again. Ma yomtiv shenitcha mipnei korban yochid. If I see that the kedusha of yontiv is nitcha because of a korban yochid, we know there's a machlekes in the Gemara Masechtas Beitza. If the dorim and the dovers are craving the yontiv, we know it says in the Torah, achas sheyochel ochol nefesh, hu levada yoseh lochem. For ochol nefesh, you're allowed to do malach on yontiv. And there's one man the Yoma that says that the dorim and the dovers in the Beis Hamikdash that has a din of lochem, we're allowed to do it on yontiv. So ma yontiv shenitcha mipnei korban yochid. We see that yontiv is overridden by a korban yochid. I see a void of a korban yochid is stronger than yontiv, and still ein ritzicha doicha isoi. Ritzicha cannot be doicha yontiv, because the pasuk that we learned before of leisavaru eish b'chol meish v'sechem tells us that ritzicha is not doicha Shabbos. If it's not doicha Shabbos, says Rashi, it's not doicha yontiv, because the Mishnah says in Megillah ein ben yontiv l'shabbos v'lo eichol nefesh. So I see ritzicha would not be doicha yontiv either. So I see that avoidas of a yochid korban yochid is doicha yontif, and ritzicha is not doicha yontif. So certainly ritzicha should not be doicha the avoida of a korban yochid. Korban yochid, ma yontif shenitcha b'nei korban yochid, and ritzicha doicha isai. Korban yochid shu doicha is yontif. If a korban yochid is doicha yontif, ein adin shalei tehei ritzicha doicha isai. Ritzicha should not be doicha that korban yochid. If so, what in the world am I going to do with the pasuk of me'im mizbachitik ochenu lamos? Both if the person is going to do avodas a korban tzibur, or if he's going to do the avodah of a korban yochid, how can I take him away? I have my kal v'chomer that tells me that the avodah is more chashuv than the mitzvah of putting the condemned man to death. That I see, because avodah is doicha yontif, and ritzicha is not doicha yontif. Says, and our Rava continues, my question here of this added kal v'chomer is a good question according to the Man D'Yoma, or no, my kal v'chomer I cannot make according to the Man D'Yoma that says, ein adorim and adorim krevus b'yomtif. According to that Man D'Yoma, I cannot make my kal v'chomer, because a korban yochid is not a yontif, According to the man the Yoma that says, Nidorim and Adovis, are craven on Yomtev, my Ikela Mema, what are you going to say? According to that man the Yoma, let us make a Kalvachoyma, let us say a Kalvachoyma, that the din of Ritzicha should not be doich another carbon siva, another carbon yochid. If even if a kohen is about to be makar of a carbon yochid, we cannot take him and put him to death. And what do I do with the pasuk of Meim is vachitik achanu lomos? Ella Omar Rava Sarava said, Loi mi boi le man diyom and adom and adovus kreifin biyomtev. According to the man diyom that says adom and adovus are kreifin biyomtev. According to that man diyom, the holo miskayim eim is vachiklap. If I am going to dash in the kalvachomi that you Abaya want to say, I am going to say that the carbon yochid even is greater than the din of putting a condemned man to death. That's the kalachoyma you're making. And if so, I have nothing to do with the pasuk of Me'im Mizbechi. The pasuk Me'im Mizbechi tigachanu lamos, I cannot establish not by carbon siva, not by carbon yochid. So I must say that this xeris akos of Me'im Mizbechi tigachanu lamos comes to tell us not to make this kalachoyma that you want to make. So that is certain, according to Mandi Yoma, that the devil mu the dolas are graven beyond that your kalvachim is no kalvachim. El afilu l'man the yom and the dom and the dovitz ain't craving the yom. According to man the yom and it says in dom and the dovitz are not craving the yom. So I could have said the pasuk of me'im mizbechi tikachenu lamos is talking by a carbon yochid, and still your kalvachim would stand by a carbon sibur that the din of ritzicha would not be doicha a carbon sibur. But haksiv me'im mizbechi, it says mizbechi, mizbechi hamayuchedli. That mizbeach, which is miyuchid, which is especially designated to me, umanihu tamid. That's the carbon tamid of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. That's a special carbon, kaviyachol a carbon of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, which is miyuchid to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the yud of mizbechi is. Take him away. If a person is chayav misa, take him away from the hakrav, even of my carbon tamid. V'yomer rachmanim im mizbechi tikachenu lamos. So I see from the pasuk that if a person is chayav misa, we cannot allow him to do even avodas hatzibur. Since I see from this pasuk that if a person is chayav misa, we cannot allow him to do avodas hatzibur, avodas hakarbonos at all, even karbonos sibur. If so, Rabbi Yochanan was right when Rabbi Yochanan said on the seventh line of Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis, Omalei ritzicha teichiach shedoicha es avodah ve'ena doicha es haShabbos. Rabbi Yochanan was right that ritzicha is doicha the avodah, because the pasuk of Me'im Mizbechi tikachenu lamos is telling us that the mitzvah of carrying out a psak din of misa on a chay of misa is doicha the avodah. The next shiur will in Yetz Hashem begin with the words dinim momenes hatameis v'hataharas.